Hello everyone, I'm waiting in the outpatients at the moment, so we'll see how long I have to wait. It's very hot in here, very, very stuffy. I've got Niall with me. He's been very good, aren't you, Niall? I wouldn't expect anything else. Got too many bags and things and not enough hands. Oops, she's getting up now. We're not going yet. I wish. Now. Sorry about the rustling of my bag. I'm just trying to put it in the other hand. That's it. Come here, Noah. Good boy. Come here. That's it. Good boy. Oh, you can't eat my phone, can you? Oh, I'm hungry, and all I've got to eat is two plums, and I didn't bring my debit card, and I've got no cash. Oh, we're starving. Well, you're not, are you? They've got the TV on. I think that's the lunchtime news. I've actually been seen. I'm actually waiting for a porter to come to take me to the transport lounge. I do know, I've got a vague idea where it is, but if I wait much longer, I'm just going to make my own way, because I do know pretty much what direction it's in, so... The appointment went okay. It was also a general checkup as well as the other stuff, and that all went okay. Everything is going well with my dialysis, which is good to hear. All my blood pressure's fine and all the other stuff. I had some blood taken. I've got a nice plaster on my right arm. A great big wad of cotton wool on it. I'll take that off in a minute. There's lots of people coming and going. But this is the quiet period because it's really lunchtime now. This afternoon another clinic will come in at for 2 o'clock, and it will be really packed because that's the one I used to come to. No, I didn't. I used to come on a Monday. Oh, I've just poked you in the eye. I'm sorry, Niall. Sorry, boy. Good boy, aren't you? None of that silly nonsense like you do at home, isn't it? Playing with your ball and playing with your toys, and now you're so well behaved. Yes. Good boy. I really can't stand it in here. It's so stuffy. Like, your bum's sticking out in the aisle now. I think we better get you in a bit. Niall, turn around. That's it. Now sit. There. That's it. Oh, I'm not going to wait too much longer, and I will be making my own way down. It's quite a long way, but... it's not as far as to the exit where I used to go, so... Good boy. Someone's just getting a drink.
How old is he? How old is he?
Oh, he's six.
Six?
Yeah, six and a half. Good boy, aren't you?
Good boy.
Yeah, very good boy, aren't you? It's a bit boring for you in here, though, isn't it? Eh? It's a bit boring for me, come to that.
I see you all the time, yeah?
Yeah.
See you later, yeah?
See you later, bye. You've stuck your bum out again. Oh, he's laid down now. That man was getting a drink out of the water machine. I think he probably thought I was talking to myself. The water on that machine is... I've got a bottle of water here, but the water at that machine is so cold, it gives me... It just gives me a headache. Come on, where's this porter? It's so depressing about Rolf Harris, really, because... You know, we all grew up with him. Sorry if that was a bit random, but I just heard it on the news. They were talking about it on there. Obi's been trying to call me when I was in the treatment room, but the service in here is terrible. I haven't got any service now. But I couldn't get to my phone because they were doing stuff, so I have to wait till we get to the part of the hospital where there's a network, but it's not around here. Bloody wheelchair. I don't even know if there's anyone on the reception desk because it's lunchtime, so I don't even think I can go and chase it up. someone emptying the bins. It's very clean here, well, I've been told, when people come with me. It smells like someone's got soup. It smells really nice. I don't know what happened there. I turned it off by accident. I'm back on the 15th of August and then on the 18th. So that's my next appointments. That I'm aware of anyway. Okay, I'm going to pause this for now because nothing's happening. Good evening, everyone. I'm back home now. I've been back home, I think I got back home about 3:15. It wasn't too bad today. I left here, well, my appointment was for 10:30 and they say be ready 2.5 hours before. I was not ready at 8 o'clock, but well, I suppose I was ready by 9, because I know they never turn up till late. They didn't turn up to pick me up till about 10:30, and we got there at 11:45, and I was done in pretty much within an hour. And then I waited ages for a porter, but in the end, one of the renal counsellors that I have spoken to in the past came and... she was meant to be calling me, because I usually talk to her over the phone. And she was meant to be talking to me at 4 today, and I said, I don't know if I'm going to be home by then. So she said, OK, that's what she was thinking herself. So she's going to call me tomorrow instead. But she walked up with me to the transport place, and it was absolutely packed. And I thought, oh, you know, it's not just... there's a clinic there where people get blood tests. I don't know what it's for. It's just like a general clinic, I think. If your GP sends you for a blood test, that's where you go. You're not affiliated to any department. That's for local people, because that isn't my local hospital. It's just where I was referred for my renal problems in 2008. But anyway, was it 2008? Yeah, I think it was 2007 or 2008. Anyway, I thought maybe some people there for the blood test, but they... Oh, I don't know what I was saying now. Oh, yeah, it's because Obi just called me. He's just left to go to work tonight. They have an automated system. You know, like you get in the post office or the bank. Well, I've got it in my bank, Barclays. Could number 9 come to cashier 4, please? Only here it's... They don't have numbers. They actually don't have numbers in the bank, but... You know, they'll say, can number that you take a number when you get into the hospital if you're going for a blood test. And then I'll say, number 12 to cubicle 6, please. But I couldn't hear any of that going on. So it was lunchtime. And so I think they were all transport people, patients. And my heart sunk. I thought, oh, no, I'm here for a good few hours yet. But I wasn't there more than 10 minutes. And there was literally one seat when I got there in the whole place. So I was lucky to get a seat at all. And then we got home. Oh, it takes a long time to get home, really. It's quite a way, actually, in road terms. Well, it's not that far. It's only South East London, but it's quite a long way. And there were 3 other patients to drop off, and they were all before me. One of them had an escort. We had quite lively discussions on the way home. It was quite nice, actually. Normally people sit there in silence, but they were a really friendly lot of people. There was two people in a wheelchair and a lady of 86. So I was like the athlete of the party, if you like. With Niall, we had a bit of juggling to fit us all in. But anyway, I got back just after 3, I think. And... oh, it was so nice to get home. Oh, Obi had been working in the morning, but he was home. And when I was a couple of miles away, I rang him and I said, can you make me a cup of tea, please? I was dying for a cup of tea. And I said, I had a pizza, a tuna and sweet corn pizza from Iceland. And I just wanted something quick. I said, can you put it in the oven? I'm really hungry. So it was really nice. That was all done when I got home. And I just, the fact that he's working tonight is kind of really poor timing, because the last couple of days haven't been easy with what's been going on with the hospital stuff. And we actually haven't had a chance to sit down together and kind of debrief about it, which we haven't, because we haven't had any time, you know, where we're completely on our own kind of thing. And so the him working tonight is really poor timing, actually, because then tomorrow he's going to be sleeping in the day, and it's his birthday tomorrow, so we're meant to be going out for a meal in the evening. And I'm not sure if the kids are coming, because we haven't quite decided where we're going yet. So it's not really the time to be talking about that stuff. It's a bit too serious. So I think I wish he was here tonight, because it's quite of a, like a nice evening. And I think we haven't had many really nice evenings this summer. It tends to go really cold once it gets to about 7 o'clock, and that's how I've seen it anyway. I think we've had one or two evenings where it would be nice to be out somewhere, or if you went to a pub or went for a meal, it would be nice to sit outside. But there's not been many of that, not so far this year. Anyway, Thursday, they said in the southeast, it's meant to be the hottest day in the year so far. So I suggested to him that we go down for a walk down by the river at some point on Thursday. He'll be working in the morning, but he's got the rest of the day free. There's a spot where he likes to sit sometimes when he's on his way home from the community work that he does. It's in the park by the river, and there's a big fallen tree. And we did a boo there a few weeks ago, and then the damn thing wouldn't upload, so I was really annoyed because we had to delete it. Well, we took the dogs down there by the river. It's just a little park, but it's quite secluded there, and you can hear the running water, and he sits down there sometimes if he's got stuff to do, like filling paperwork and things, and he just wants a bit quiet, he'll sit there. Or if he ever needs thinking time on his way home, he will just sit down there for a while. And I said, why don't we go down to your place, your spot, and we can talk about everything down there. Not that there's probably, I don't know what there is to talk about, because he was told a lot of stuff that he wasn't really meant to tell me. And I told him he was going to tell me it all, and I told him not to, because I decided that we ought to do things properly. If they said at the hospital he's not supposed to tell me this, basically, I don't know. I'm reading between the lines. I think they did their utmost to try and put him off and to see the worst side of being a kidney donor. I don't know what they said to him, but I know that I think that's what they did. They didn't succeed, but because he said to me this morning when I went, don't let them wear you down. I think they probably tried to do that because they want to be sure that he's doing it because he really knows what he's doing. And that's fair enough, but they didn't really give me a grilling like that. I've spoken about it before. It's different from my point of view. So I didn't have all that stuff. I just had some practical things to do, like arranging for some tests and things, which will be in August. I've got to have a chest X-ray. I've got to have several heart scans. I've had all these things, but I've got to have, you know, more recent things, recent ones, because you have to make sure that you're fit to go through an operation, which is actually a major operation. They have to do several heart tests. They have to put my heart under stress. They have to do a scan of the heart, which, again, I have had done. It was a few years ago, but I had it done there. And I've got to have a chest X-ray, and I've had that recently. And I think I've got to have a thing, which I've also had done, but that was a few years ago as well, where they look at your blood vessels. You have to have, like, a scan of your deep vein, your deep vessels or something. I had that. A few years ago. I had a lot of kidney scans just to see if they could find out the cause of my problems. I also had a nuclear scan where I was had some lovely. Oh, I have a phone now. Hold on a minute. Yeah, sorry about that. Someone looking for somebody that had this number over. I've had this number for my landline number for 2 years. I still get calls for these irritating people. And on my mobile, I've had my mobile number for more than 4 years and I still get calls for the man that had it before. Anyway, I had to have a radioactive scan where they put some stuff in your bloodstream, some dye. And I've had everything, all ultrasound scans, biopsy of my kidney. But anyway, that's peanuts compared to what I'd have to go through if I have a transplant, I'm sure. But anyway, that's all going to be in August. I've got two appointments in the end of August. The middle of August. I've got the main one where I'm going to be having all the tests will be the 18th, because I'll be seeing the kidney doctors then as well. But then the 15th, I have to go in as well to do some tests. You have to do it once a year. I forget what they're called. One's a clearance test or something. You have to stay in half a day and you have to... They have to take samples of your dialysis fluid as you're doing dialysis. They'll drain a bit out and take it, and then send it to the laboratory. It's to see how quickly you clear in the toxins from your bloodstream. They do it once a year, as I say, so that's due. But they want me to do all that on Friday, have all my blood tests and everything, and then by the time I see the doctors on Monday, they've got that information in front of them, so they will, you know, that it makes sense, even though it's kind of like going 2 days in a row, but it's not exactly, because the weekend's in between. And then on the Monday, I'll have all the other tests, which I can't wait for. Oh! Anyway, at least the week, the gruelling week's not over yet, and the worst may yet be to come. I'm not really sure. I've got more appointments at the end of the week. But the thing is, we've got the ball rolling now, so whatever happens, happens. And I think I'm just glad that I sometimes take a long time to do something. And then once I do it, then I stop worrying about it and just get on with it. I should have been doing this, what they call a workup thing for the donor list. I should have been doing it about 2 years ago, and I kept putting it off because I said, my husband wants to donate his kidney and I want to wait till he gets here. So I have put it on hold for 2 years. I could have been on the list now. I don't suppose that I would have had a donor by now. Who knows? But some people, I mean, I've met people that have waited 5 years. So, but that's the update. We have started the ball rolling. I don't know when we'll know whether there's a possible match or not. That, you know, and I'm prepared either way. Well, I don't know. I'm certainly prepared for it not to be. I'm not quite sure if I'm prepared for it to be. I will be talking to Amanda again tomorrow, and we've never spoken about this. I touched on it last time, so I do need to talk to her about it. The woman I saw today, she's okay. One of the transplant coordinators. There's two of them, and I don't know whether they just deliberately do it, that one sees the kidney patient and one sees the potential donor, so that they only have one. I can't explain it, so that there's no crossover. I think they do that deliberately. So this woman's okay. She hasn't been doing the job that long. I think she's been doing it. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago at the hospital when she was a nurse, a PD nurse, because she had to give me intravenous iron. You know, you have a bag of iron and they have to put it into you. And I can remember her doing it. It was just after I got married and I come back, because I remember telling her all about it. And now she's in this role as a transplant coordinator. And I have actually spoken to her in that role. She must have moved over not long after I saw her in the nurse role, because I have spoken to her before. I don't know what I think of her, really. I don't know. It's not that I dislike her. I don't, but I don't think she's got a lot of understanding. Maybe that comes with experience and she hasn't been doing the job long enough. I don't know. I kind of feel I... She said something about, I know you worry a lot, or something like that. And I said, well, doesn't everybody? And I think, well, the way she said it was almost like, not that I was being stupid or anything, but she didn't mean it that way, but it almost felt like that. Like it was abnormal to worry when you've got to face all these things. Hold on, excuse me. You know, and Obi said to the other woman, I don't know what she's like. I've never spoken to her at all. he said to her, "Have you ever donated a kidney?" And she said, "No." And she said, "What are you trying to say that I don't know what I'm talking about because I haven't?" He said, "No, no, I'm just, I don't know why he asked. He didn't mean it like that." He said, "This is what he told me anyway. No, no, I'm just asking you, have you ever done it?" She said, "No." Anyway, things between us are very strong. And I feel kind of, since we started this, I feel closer to him in a different way. I don't know, I can't explain. It's a new dimension. Whatever happens, you know. So all I wanted to do this evening was to spend time with him, and he's not here. But I'm okay, I'm not down or anything. It's not his fault, it's just poor timing. We should have thought it through because he had the choice. But he was filling in for people at the home, so there were only three slots. There was tonight, next Saturday, next Sunday, but he didn't want to do three nights, so he chose Tuesday, so that's today, and Sunday. And we just didn't think. But anyway, it's fine. Everything's fine so far. So far, so good. And what I was really pleased about today was when I looked at my booze when I got home, I downloaded a couple this morning because I intended to listen to them at the hospital and then I never got round to it. But what really surprised me and pleased me was there's so many people I've done booze today. There are some names missing that I'm sorry about, but you know, I'll be in touch with them personally anyway. So, but it was great, you know, it was great to see so many boos that I've got to listen to. And because when we came home, I felt really sleepy today. I don't know why. Maybe just because I got up earlier than I wanted to, because I wasn't really ready to wake up, but I had to make myself get up. And I went to the hospital in the transport, and normally I can't sleep in a vehicle. I can on a flight, but I can't in a vehicle. So, well, I can kind of sleep on a flight. You never drop right off because it's too noisy, but with the aircon on and stuff, but you can kind of sleep, semi-sleep, but I can't in a vehicle ever. And I was really dropping off to sleep. Going, I didn't come in back, but I felt really tired in a kind of nice, relaxed way. So, when I got home, we ate together, and then we sat downstairs for a while. And then he said he wanted just a little sleep for half an hour, like a nap, because he was working this morning and he's going to be working a 12-hour shift tonight. So we came up, and we lay down, and I was frightened we were going to sleep till gone six, and he was going to be late for work. But I woke up at 10 to 6. I said, "Darling, wake up." But it was really nice and relaxing. I felt good, you know. Not tired in a bad way, but just tired in a relaxed way. It's probably a relief that we've actually started things moving. So it wasn't an awful day at all. I'm not saying the rest of the week might not be, but it's not too bad so far. Anyway, I better go now because I've got lots to do. I've been slacking since I got home. I've done absolutely nothing except eat and lay down and sleep. I didn't sleep for long, but it was just enough to give me a power nap, I think. So I've got to get up, do dinner, feed the animals, sort the cats out, sort the dogs out, and hang some washing out and put some more washing in, and put some rubbish and recycling out, and do dialysis and all the lovely, joyous things which I'm happy to be doing. And I'm serious about that, actually. I've got the strength to do it. That's great. Because earlier in the year, I didn't have. And I missed all those things which I found so boring every day. I was thinking, oh, I wish I could be doing this. I wish I could be doing that. Well, guess what? Now I can. So I better get on with it, everyone. So thank you for all your good wishes, everyone, and it's really kind, and I'm sure it helped me through the day to think of so many people wishing me luck and saying they'd be thinking of me and all that. And I'll be back later, maybe even today, I don't know.